From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Israel's government has suspended special permits for tens of thousands of Palestinians during the month of Ramadan. Following Wednesday's attack on a cafe in Tel Aviv, four people were killed, five wounded. The shootings took place across the street from the Israeli Defense Ministry. Police have both shooters in custody. They're identified as cousins from the West Bank town of Hebron. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, after visiting the shooting scene, denounced the attack as a savage crime of murder by criminal terrorists who don't value human life.
I think a larger tragedy was avoided by the resolute action of citizens, of security people, police. We're going to take the necessary steps to attack the attackers and to defend those who need to be defended.
The last attack in Tel Aviv was New Year's Day when an Israeli Arab killed three people. The United States has described the call by South Sudan's leaders for a truth commission, not an international tribunal, to seek justice in the two-year conflict disappointing. In an article in the New York Times, President Salva Kiir and former rival Vice President Riek Machar said the only way to unite South Sudan is through an organized peace and reconciliation process. They said disciplinary justice would only destabilize the country. U.S. spokesman Mark Toner said the so-called hybrid court is part of last year's agreement that both men signed.
We firmly support the African Union's efforts to establish this hybrid court, which is called for by the peace agreement, which was signed by President Kiir and First Vice President Machar in August 2015. And we expect the parties to fulfill their responsibilities.
Human Rights Watch denounced the proposal, calling it a self-serving attempt to evade justice. The court was set up by the African Union to prosecute offenses during the conflict. This is VOA News. Somali al-Shabaab militants say they rammed a suicide car bomb into an African Union military base in the central town Halgan, killing at least 60 Ethiopian soldiers. But Reuters quotes the Emissam force as claiming it repelled the attack and killed more than 100 militants. In Syria, a U.S.-backed alliance of Arab and Kurdish fighters is preparing to enter the Islamic State city of Manbij. U.S. Defense spokesman Colonel Christopher Garver says the Syrian Democratic Forces are on the outskirts of town. Assault is likely just days away, but expects a tough fight.
The SDF has met heavy resistance from Daesh at the onset of the operation and at points along the way. We assess that Daesh will fight hard to retain Manbij, as it is the key terrain on the line of communication out of Raqqa.
Garver said approximately a dozen SDF fighters have been killed in the week-long offensive, about 100 others wounded. Meanwhile, airstrikes believed carried out by Syria struck rebel-held districts of the northern city Aleppo, killing 15 civilians. UN investigators accused the Eritrean government of a quarter century of widespread and systematic violations that amount to crimes against humanity. Mike Smith is with the UN Commission of Inquiry on Human Rights in Eritrea.
The crimes of enslavement, imprisonment, enforced disappearance, torture, persecution, rape, murder, and other inhumane acts have been committed as part of a widespread and systematic campaign against the civilian population since 1991.
The Commission regards Eritrea as an authoritarian state with no independent judiciary, National Assembly, or democratic institutions. Chad said it's deploying 2,000 troops to Niger, where Boko Haram insurgents inflicted heavy losses last week on forces of Niger and Nigeria while capturing the border town Boso. Chadian President Idriss Deby says it's important to occupy the area, not leave any open land to Boko Haram. His comments followed a meeting Tuesday in N'Djamena with his Nigerian counterpart, Mohamedou Issoufou. Boko Haram fighters are believed to have killed at least 26 Nigerian soldiers and two from Nigeria. The Democratic Republic of Congo Wednesday released an American bodyguard to opposition presidential candidate Moise Katumbi after 6 weeks of detention. The former U.S. soldier, Daryl Lewis, had been arrested in April in Lubumbashi, accused of being part of a network of armed agents infiltrating the country. A court in Papua New Guinea has issued an injunction to try to prevent further student protests. Wednesday, police in the capital, Port Moresby, fired on students protesting over allegations of corruption that surround Prime Minister Peter O'Neill, wounding dozens. South Korea's central bank Thursday unexpectedly cut a key interest rate to a record low 1.25%, the first cut in a year amid job losses and corporate restructuring, particularly in the hard-hit shipyard industry. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.